KCKVL Mobile. KC8KGO, NEKVB.
NEKVB, KCKGO, how you doing, Molly?
We're good. What are you up to?
I gotta go take care of a classic car place over in Grand Rapids off of 28th Street. Nothing in Detroit, that's all handled. We got enough guys down here, so some of the guys out west side there are on vacation. So, yeah, I'll go handle another Grand Rapids run for them.
Oh, very good. Okay, cool. What repeater are you using, or what tower?
I'm cheating. I haven't had a chance to put in the other repeater frequencies for 51, so I'll probably try to do that this week sometime. I work today, work tomorrow, off on New Year's Day, so never got a chance over the weekend to bring my laptop in and do the programming. Ended up buying a TV instead.
Well, that's important. You got to watch the Lions game tonight on the big screen.
Oh, it's a big screen, all right. 65-inch LG.
How big? I caught LG. I didn't catch the dimension.
65. I had a 60 from my son, but there were some issues with that. And then I had a 55 prior to that at LG. I was getting issues on Wi-Fi and network on that one, so I owed my wife a Christmas present, so I let her pick the TV.
Very good. Okay. Now, I've been playing around with these software-defined receivers, those RTL-SDR receivers. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things, but it's a little $35 receiver unit, and it receives from like 1 megahertz up to like 1.7 gigahertz and everything in between. And a lot of software programs to play around with on it. And I kind of downloaded this one called SD Trunk, which allows you to listen to the statewide trunking system. Pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, one of the other guys at work, W8RIT, Dave, he does a lot of SDR. He was telling me about that. So it's another toy I got to buy. I owe him still $100 for his two Olympus HT that he sold me. They're older models, but they are very, they work nice. I like them. I like the feel of them. And then I got to get the parts for that Motorola. That's my main party, is getting that Motorola up and running.
Yeah, hear it now. It's just freaking amazing. And I just cannot believe how crowded that they got that radio thing. I mean, it is unbelievable. You know, like DMR, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of talk groups. Well, here, there's hundreds and hundreds of talk groups, and they're all five. I mean, I actually had to go in there and turn some of them off.
Send me a link for that. I might just pop the $35 and get that trumping software. I got my scanner here in the van that does P25 and for statewide, so maybe I'll get that SDR too and see how that works.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's more about the T-shirt, getting it to run. Like, right now, the thing is, of course, they're all muted, but right now, the antenna, which I'm thinking I'm picking up the one here in Chesterfield, and there's one up by you, of course, but it's simulcasting like 6 channels at the same time. So, and it never lets go. I mean, just it's all night, all day long, it's always going. So that's got to be one hell of a radio.
Yeah, when I was downloading, downloading the talk groups for statewide for the Pro 197. It's simulcast, and then they ask you which, you can only pick like 32 different towers, I think, for the statewide. And I picked the most common ones, like Detroit, Holly, Pontiac, you know, all those. And then I got the individual groups, you know, St. Clair County Sheriff, Macomb Sheriff, you know, Washington. So I got all the EMS prop groups on the scanner, you know, police, fire, and ambulance and hospitals. So it's pretty cool just listening to on the scanner while I drive.
Yeah, what's amazing up here is, like, all of the Detroit, New Haven must have a fire, because I see there's a whole bunch of NHFDs on there. But I got them blocked out. But all of the Detroit traffic is simulcast up here, too. So when I was doing some reading on the methodology, which I'm more interested in that than I am, you know, listening to any of this stuff. But it's like, in case the cars go, so let's say they're chasing somebody up here or over there or whatever, that's why they're connected in, so that they would have coverage within where they could reasonably go. And so that's kind of cool, too. At least that's the way I understand it.
Yeah, with the statewide P25, that's the whole purpose, is, you know, all the counties are supposed to be integrated into the P25 network, where, if you're going from, like I say, in a pursuit from Macomb and bouncing into Oakland and then the Wayne and stuff, it just rolls over from one to the other to the other.
Yeah, it's quite a system, actually. But I just can't imagine the power that those repeaters draw. Because like I said, I've been watching. I only got it running last night about 8 o'clock. And I don't think the thing's ever rested since.
Oh, yeah, it's constantly going. And the repeater sites, I had the opportunity to tour one of them. And they are complex as beans. And you walk in there, it's like walking into a refrigerator because those radios are so active.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, the one you want, if you're going to get one, you get the version 4. The version 3 is a little bit older, but they kept the version 3 around for a little bit because of nobody's software was able to support the version 4. And now it's been about a year and a half, so now all of the software out there supports the V4 one. And the biggest reason they said that they went from V3 to V4 is they had a hard time getting some of the chips for the V3. So it works pretty good. So anyways, it was kind of cool. And then for like listening on HF and stuff, it does that. All you have to do is just change the antennas and change the software. So, I mean, it's more than that. It's basically whatever you want to tell it to do, from, you know, basically nothing to like 1.7 gigahertz, it'll do.
Yeah, send me the link on that. I want to check that out. So the link, and also, you know, the link for the SDR that you have. You know, and I'll just put that on my credit card. And then definitely the trunking software that you got. I want to check that out, too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, you need a subscription to Radio Reference, which is network gets all of its frequencies from Radio Reference, which I think is where the scanners get their, you know, that's why there's a subscription to some of those scanners, because they have to pay that company for the, you know, for the information. But, hey, whatever. Like I said, it's not so much the scanner part. It's more of the, you know, I want the T-shirt. All these other guys are playing around with this mesh casting thing, and I don't get it. And also, too, I live, you know, like you, nowhere land. So why get it if nobody's got anything near me, you know? I mean, this has got an effective range of 2 miles. Well, heck, it takes you 2 miles to get out of New Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. I have a subscription to a Radio Reference. That's how I keep updating my 197. What is it, like $30 for the year? No, it was $60 for the year. So I did $60 for a year. I think it expires in July. And I'll throw another $60 on it because I use it. You know, if I get this SDR, you know, that's another reason for it.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's just one aspect of it. So, but yeah, I'll send it to you. It'll be fun. So, all right, other than that, I was listening to what I have to listen on Broadcastify, our voice, and And they play with firemen on the other side of the state. I was listening to them. They got a big-ass house fire right now, three alarm, they're having a hard time getting under control. Started in the garage, and by the time they got there, it was the whole house.
That sounds terrible yet cool at the same time.
Yeah, that was part of my life. It was terrible and it was cool at the same time. You know, I agree. So, you watch somebody's all their belongings go up and everything else, and, you know, I mean, you do what you can to stop it. And those guys are pretty effective. They do a really, really good job. They got a ISO rating better than most paid fire departments. And they're very talented, but on the other hand, just the sheer amount of destruction is just creepy.
Oh, yeah. I understand those guys. My best friend, like I said, is a level 2 paramedic in down south, and he started as a firefighter out in LA, and then he went down south and was a volunteer firefighter. So he's told me horror stories. And me coming from law enforcement background, I've seen my share.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like I said, I did the ambulance for about 15 years. I did the fire part of it for about 20 years. And, you know, there's a lot. I mean, I'd do it again, but there's a lot of things that you'd like to wish and you could unsee. But you always look at the good part. Look at the good things you do, you know. I remember I brought one guy back, and, you know, we hit him and brought him back. And he told his wife to pay us and get out. Oh, it don't work that way.
Just got to remember that you try your best to save them all, but sometimes you can't, you know, unfortunately. But knowing in your heart and your soul that you tried your best, that's all that matters.
Yep. I only had to beat one guy up, too. I was pretty proud of that. And that was witnessed by one of the officers. This guy jumped me, and I jumped back, and I took him out, and the cop walks up behind me. You know, it's back when the ambulance had glass doors on the back, and he walks up behind me, and he's kind of smiling. He goes, "There's a problem back here." I go, "Oh, no."
Yeah. I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't do what my friend Mitch does, you know, or Gina. Like I said, I had an opportunity to continue on with it when I was 19 and a half, but I needed to come back and help family, and I never turned back, you know, turned back into it. I tried, I looked into it, but ended up doing what I'm doing now. I've been here for 30-some-odd years, and I like what I do, but I'll always back the blue and the red.
Yeah, exactly. NATPP. I haven't said that in a minute or two. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Well, you know, Kalamazoo, which is where I grew up in Pawpaw, but after we got out of high school, Kalamazoo started their PSO program, you know, cop, fireman, medic, you were all of it, you know, you were everything. And they were looking desperately for people. You know, probably about 10 of my classmates all went there, you know, they turned you, they get you the certificates, they did everything else like that. And so now I've been retired for probably 10 years, maybe 15, and getting like 90% of their pay, but you know, I kind of knew myself. I'd be one of those guys that would hit somebody in the head with a flashlight. Because when I was younger, I had a temper. And I thought, yeah, the first dude that crossed me wrong, I would be on the front page of the newspaper for assaulting somebody for no reason. So, I turned it down. But in retrospect, you know, those guys were all done by the time they were 55. I mean, completely done. And they're still getting 90% of their pay and 100% of their benefits. So I guess it was a good deal for them because they came in under the old contract.
Yeah, I have a friend out in L.A. She just retired last year, I think, either 2022 or 2023, and she was in it since she was 17. She was an explorer. I was an explorer. My friend down south was an explorer. And, she went all the way. She came out of the DEO, a detention enforcement officer, in the jail system there. And she got into the academy, went through the academy, did all the hoopla on that, and retired as a homicide detective in her early 50s.
Yep, or Well, the retirement's the one thing, but if you can walk away and still get paid like you're working, then that's a good deal, you know. I mean, that's a really good deal. So, and like I said, that early contract with those guys in was phenomenal. I'm sure all that stuff is gone by now, but they're still paying for it till this day. So, all right, dude, I gotta let you go. I gotta go visit a customer, and I don't have nowhere near the much driving you gotta do. I just have to go to Chester Building. I got a customer complaining about having water in his airline, and there's only one fix for that. And everybody thinks they can do it with filters, but you have to put a refrigerator in the airline. And I got to go convince the guy that. But at my age, I said, look, dude, we either do it my way or you call somebody else.
I gotcha. Well, good luck with that. 23 on your final, KGO.
All right, good, sir. You have a good day. Drive safe. Sunshine's over here on the east side. I don't know what it's like on the west side, so we shall chat later. Hope your home time for the Bay Area football game is going to be a good one. KCA, KJO, N8KPB.
KCA, KJO, N8KPB, Digital 51.
KCA, KJO. KFABLX monitoring statewide 1. KGO monitoring statewide 1. We have Brandmeister. Let's try it again. KGO monitoring mobile. KGO mobile. KGO monitoring statewide 1.
KADIY mobile statewide 1.
KCAKJO statewide 1. We have Brandmeister.
KCAKJO, KDIY, hey, good evening, Tom. Gordon here. Just redid the code plug on my mobile, so I'm going to take it for a little drive and make sure everything is still working as expected to.
Sounds like a plan. I got an hour drive from Flint to Memphis, Port Huron area, so I'll be around for a while if you want to trip it up.
Hey, all right. Well, have a good drive, and I appreciate the comeback. I think I'm going to drop out of range of my hotspot here in a second, so I'll let you go, but might reach out a little bit later. You have a good evening, Tom. KADIY, I'll be clear.
Drive safe, Gorm. KADIY from 73 from Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
NAMJ, I'm sorry.
KKKJO mobile monitoring.
KDMJJ testing.
Huh, I guess you learn something new every day.
K8EPL. K8EPL testing. K8EPL testing.